and they will be no more. They will be permanently lights out. He took away the handwriting of ordinances. See those things, and you know those things that you can't be. If you try to approach it from the handwriting perspective, you'll never be able to inherit the kingdom of God. But if you approach it from faith, knowing that it's like, well, that stuff's not for me, and I know God's going to make it, so I'm not going to be a drunkard, you know, or the other things. The things that people allow. Oh, I did it again. I hated my sister. Oh, well, God forgive me. Go to bed. Next day, hated her again. Oh, Lord, forgive me. God will forgive quite a lot of sin. But if he never delivers us out of sin, then really we're just talking to ourselves. God has to be dealing, those who he loves, he leads them a certain way. He brings them to a certain place. He makes a work happen in their lives. And don't be sad if it hasn't happened to you yet. Hearing this very word, if it is for you, then you will ask in faith and God will begin to give it to you. Like I said, you know what? He may make you wait though. He may make you really, really want it. Because that's what makes you really thankful, I tell you. When I saw, you know, if I had been subjected to all those years of hating myself and so on and so forth, for all of my, you know, all the sins I was into, I would not have seen the glory of God's deliverance from it. Because I know that in me, if God had left me all to myself without actually interfering with my life, you know, I just would be a very bad person. Very bad. But I'm so thankful that he did not look on me and despise me, even though I was worthy of being despised. It says he nailed. No, this is talking about, of course, Paul has in mind the Old Testament ordinances. I like to focus on the things we have problems with today. Because there's still a lot of legalism going around. Loopholes. Justifying yourself. Accusing others while excusing yourself. Legalism. Law. Not faith. Now, the law of God is good. A man turns it into something that's God never intended. For the hardness of their hearts. So he spoiled principalities and powers, those things which he is above. He made a show of them openly and triumphed over them. You know, all these powerful things. First things, you know, like high laws and stuff that would destroy man for the sins they had done. Or even spiritual powers, angelic powers, whatever, authorities in the earth, all kinds of things that would destroy us. You know, I was like, there's things in my life that's like, if I had been caught doing, you know, it was illegal drugs, you know, I could have been going to jail. I had nightmares about that. But God triumphed over all that. And took it out of my life. And you know, no one's going to hunt me down for what I did years ago. Thankfully. Thankfully, he didn't cause me to do anything that's like criminal in the long term. And his cross is what he triumphed over all authority, all powers. That would bring us in guilty. That would bring us under the law. Christ makes us free from it. And not just in the past, but also he changes us into a different kind of person. He makes us like him. Verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days. Sabbaths is just plural. It should be, or of the Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man... Oh, let's just stop right there. Let no man judge you in meat or in drink. You know how many people do this? Oh, you shouldn't eat that. I don't mean vegetarians and vegans. You know, God bless them. They're got their little thing they're concerned about. And it depends, you know, on this or that or the other. But the scriptures say that that kind of stuff is weakness. Now, don't forget the other side, that don't believe you can just eat anything and everything. And I don't mean like forbidding like eating certain kinds of foods. I mean, eat dirt if you want. What I mean is eating like lots of food. That's also weakness. We're supposed to add to our faith temperance, self-control, you know? Okay? Don't be a pig, because God himself has already judged that. I'm not going to judge you. God's already judged it. Greediness. Well, this is in the sense, but there's all, there's a sense in which people say, oh, you know, shouldn't eat pork. They want to go back to the Old Testament law. It's funny. There's a lot of people. There's verses like this in the New Testament. Yet we still have people. And I was once one of them. Oh, you shouldn't eat pork. Oh, you shouldn't eat certain kinds of fish. Oh, you shouldn't eat this. You shouldn't eat that. I mean, it's just. And it's funny because they'll find some way in which they'll say, well, this is just talking about the things that God has created for man to eat. These other foods weren't created to be eaten. Look, the scripture is very plain. And same thing with the Sabbath days. Again, people are always like, oh, the Sabbath. You got to worship God on Saturday. What, like it's wrong to worship him on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. You have to worship him on one particular. This is the day in when men, this is the day which men ought to worship God. Because it's funny, because to them it's not even a day of rest anymore, as the scriptures commanded. No, now it's a day you gotta serve God. Or at least, you know, serve yourself up in church and show up there.